Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
I am Glenn the Geek from Lexington, Kentucky.
And I am Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, with a minor technical problem that'll be fixed in moments. You're listening to Horses in the Morning for December 23rd, 2010, episode 39, sponsored by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World. And good morning, Phyllis. We are ready for you today, my friend.
Good morning and Merry Christmas, everybody. Welcome to Horses in the Morning. If you're a new listener, we thank you for joining us. We know we picked up a few Ivory Powell fans along the way here and others as well. So are you here, Jamie?
I am here. Man, what a mess. Skype is having some problems, Glenn.
Yes, they are. Now, are you on Skype or are you on the phone?
I'm on Skype. We've made it.
Oh, good. Okay, good. So, yeah, Skype was down yesterday, we found out, and we had to use Skype to do these shows, and Skype was down yesterday, we found out, after our show, for about 30 to 40 million people. So we weren't the only ones having issues, and it's still down this morning for many, and we didn't think we were going to get you on here, but here you are. I'm glad you're here.
It kept saying I was logging on, and it was like 30 minutes of logging on. But it just actually kicked in about 5 minutes ago, 5 seconds ago. So I'm here. Yes. Yay. Okay, good.
Yes, good. Well, today we have a fun show. This is the day before, which is always a fun day. And this will be our last day, just for everybody's benefit and for all our new listeners out there. This will be our last live show of the week. Tomorrow we'll be throwing you a recorded show that we did earlier in the month that was absolutely fun. It's a terrific Christmas episode that will be starting tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern. If you, just for the new listeners out there, if you can't catch a show live, we do have a recorded version. You can listen to the recorded versions on our website at horsesinthemorning.com. Just go over there. We have every show since the beginning. You can go back and listen to everyone, and people do listen to everyone every day. So that's fun that people go back and take a listen to past episodes. It's one of the advantages to a podcast. And if you want to listen on your phone live, if you're heading out to go shopping this morning, you can just find us. Open up the browser on your iPhone or your Droid phone and just type in horsesinthemorning.mobi into your browser, M-O-B-I, horsesinthemorning.mobi, and you'll see a listen live button right there. You can listen to us live there as well. Well, let's get to Jennifer right away, and then let's talk about Phyllis from Texas.
I feel like I'm definitely the B team today, because the whole Phyllis from Texas thing is going to take the headlines, I can tell. On today's show, we've got Dr. Jen, the love doctor, to help us get our heads around the question, do I need to love my horse? And we'll have Lisa stopping by with the hot news from the Chronicle Report. And also, we can expect plenty of silliness, off-topic rantings, Christmas music of dubious quality, and belly laughs that would make Santa proud.
She's getting more and more clever every day. Between Phyllis and her, they're making us look like schmucks, Jamie.
They're going to be horses in the afternoon before we know it. Do a second show.
And the other thing coming up today is Jamie and Jennifer have molded over and have come up with some terrific last-minute gift-buying ideas. If you have some horsey people in your life that you haven't bought for yet, and you got today and tomorrow, they have some thoughts for you. So we're going to do that a little bit later in the show, too. Well,
these are, Glenn, our cannot-go-wrong last-day buying gifts. You will definitely get a smile on your woman's face or your horse friend's face if you buy one of these gifts. We guarantee it. Like, I'm hair clipper man.
Jamie will buy it back to you.
I'll take it because I like all this stuff.
All right. So let's talk about Phyllis. Give us the Reader's Digest of the last couple of days with Phyllis from Texas.
Okay. Here we go. Phyllis from Texas, we have this voicemail thing set up, and you can call and leave us a voicemail, and we will, you know, play it on the air. You can wish people Merry Christmas without having to talk to Glenn. So that's what Phyllis did, is she called in the voicemail and left a voicemail, and at the end of it wrapped it up, we went, all right, well, I guess I'll talk to you guys later. Well, no, I guess I won't. I'll never talk to you again. And then hung up. And we kind of thought that was a little strange, and well, we decided we were going to talk to Phyllis again. So we called her that morning. We called her and got her voicemail, and we left her a voicemail from us. Then she called us back afterwards on the voicemail line and pretty much said we would never talk to her. Then we called her back yesterday and got her answering machine again. Yes, I said answering machine, and it actually started out with, good morning, Glenn and Jamie. Just want to let blah, blah, blah. Leave a message at the beep. And so she kind of got us a little bit there.
She punked us is what she did.
she kind of punked us. She one-upped us there. So, you know, as I promised her repeatedly, that we would call her every day until we talked to her. I mean, every day.
Yeah, but guess what, Jamie? She kind of got us again yesterday with this voicemail message.
Hi, this is Phyllis from Texas, who you probably never talked to. Glenn, this is the cookie party. Everybody say hi.
Hi!
So I wasn't lying to you. We really do have a lot of kids here, and some of them are outside doing scavenger hunts, and some are decorating cookies. But anyway, it was hilarious hearing your message today. So I'll be, I won't talk to you tomorrow because I'm doing the windshield thing. So maybe on Friday. Merry Christmas. Y'all, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Aww. So, yeah,
a great
she's making,
big,
it's a
I know, but
cookie
she,
party.
I know, but she was pulling the kid card. You know, you pull the kid card, you always win when you pull the kid card. You ever watch America's Funniest Home Videos? You sit there through that hell half an hour show, and it's always the baby doing the stupidest thing that wins. Drives me absolutely insane. I hate to watch the last 3 minutes of that show because it's always the one you would never pick, and it always has a kid doing something that you go, what? Every kid does that. So,
they spin around for 20 minutes, and then they puke. That's going to happen. We don't need a videotape of it, and they certainly don't deserve $10,000.
That's
right. Maybe Glenn. So I say that, you know, here, I kind of have a little special surprise for Phyllis, and from what I understand, she may have another voicemail message set up for us, but I'm going to push through, and I've got a special surprise for her. So if she doesn't answer, she's going to get my surprise.
All right. Are you ready?
Call her.
Are
you
in good
day.
Settle? You're got your voice.
We're good.
Okay, all right. Calling Phyllis from Texas for our daily call. It's going to shock us to answer today. You watch.
It ruined the whole thing.
sounds like she's making us. She's doing it again today.
I'm going to talk to her someday.
Well, hi again, Jamie, Glenn, and Jennifer. You probably aren't going to believe me, but I did email this to Glenn. I am at the windshield place getting my husband's car's windshield replaced, and that appointment was for 8 o'clock our time, which is 9 o'clock your time, and so I'm not home again. But I hope you enjoyed the message from some of the cookie party people that were here yesterday. I really was home yesterday, but I wasn't in the house. I was out taking care of the pony, getting her ready for her company.
This is the longest voicemail ever.
With them. So, anyway, I probably won't be home on Friday. Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We'll keep calling till you answer, we'll keep calling till you answer, we'll keep calling till you answer, so why are you there? Now, Phyllis, bring us some horsey cookies, so bring us some horsey cookies, so bring us some horsey cookies, or we'll call you all year.
Merry Christmas from Horses in the Morning. Very good, Jamie.
Do you think that people that call Phyllis like this time of day are like, what is with this voicemail? She left us. This is crazy.
That was very good, Jamie. You have to give Jamie a little clap here. That was very good. Her musical debut on Horses in the Morning.
I think I've sung before. I sing all day.
Yep.
Why not?
Yeah, but you were sober this time, Jamie.
Oh, that's true.
And Jamie wrote that, too. You wrote that. That was very good. She spent all night coming up with that.
Believe it or not, that was not already written. I magically came up with that myself. So I'm kind of a singer-songwriter, kind of like Templeton Thompson, you know, Marion Kennedy.
Phyllis
writes songs.
Phyllis, you know, she has us one up. I'm sorry she's winning this battle because she said she knows she listens to the show every day. She knows darn well we're putting a recorded show up tomorrow. And she says, I'll be here tomorrow, knowing that we're not going to be here tomorrow. So, you know, she definitely has us figured out. You know, we have one lady here against the three of us, and she's winning. She's winning the battle.
I don't know. The song was pretty strong, okay? She did have a special song.
The song is very good. I think at this point, today's battle, I think we're at a pretty even. We're about at a tie right now. So
are you
we're going to have to see how the day progresses to see who takes the lead.
She had children. The one with children always win. If we had gotten a five-year-old to sing the song, we'd have probably won.
Oh, my gosh. Whatever. Now, let's move on because, you know, I'm a little upset with Phyllis considering she never takes our calls and she says she'll never talk to us again. And, of course, you know, whatever. So what else do you have? Because
I'm
over this.
I just want to point out, Phyllis, we'll be back on Monday. Just wanted to point that out.
What I say? I said we'll call you all year. We will call you every day.
Rick and Lawrence, I think Indiana left us a voicemail for everybody. And we wanted to encourage you. This is your last chance, people. If you want to call in and do a happy holidays or a Merry Christmas to everybody, this is your last chance to do it this morning. You have until 10:30 a.m. You have another hour, 15 minutes, to give us a call at 347-637-3238. Or if you just want to wish Jamie and I a Merry Christmas and Jennifer, that's fine too. Whatever, it's your last chance. So give us a call. We want to hear from you this morning. And Rick from Lawrence left us a voicemail yesterday, and there won't be time for voicemails. I mean, that's it. You got to call and talk to us in person now because – it's just plain running out of
live.
Hi, this message is for the morning show. I wanted to leave a Christmas message that hopefully you'd have a chance to play on the air. My name is Rick Conley. I'm from Lawrenceburg, Indiana. My message to all of my customers and friends of Conley's Horse Photos is that I really hope that everyone has a great holiday season, enjoys a healthy and great new year. And again, thanks for all the support and the purchases and visitors to the website, the Conley's Horse Photos website, and hopefully everybody will have a great, great, great holiday season. Thank you.
Okay, now that's very sweet. Rick sounds kind of hot. I wonder if he's nominated for the 2010 Hottest Horseman. If not, somebody needs to get on that. Rick, I'll accept your nomination. I want to see a picture. He sounds kind of cute.
Well, you know, and I'm trying to look up did he say it was? Conley's what? Conley's Horse Photos or something? I'm trying to look that up now to see if we can I can't find it.
I wasn't paying attention to what he said. I was
probably
listening to the
spelling it right.
Tone.
Oh, look at here's some of his pictures, though. Oh, he had some great pictures of some draft horses and stuff here, but I can't find his website. We'll have to look that up again, so we can come up with Connolly's horse photos. Well, thank you, Rick, for giving us the call, and I'm sure he heard yesterday when we had one of the top equine photographers in the World Traveler, on, so that was kind of neat. And I think we have our first guest ready to go already. Do you want to just go to her right now, Jamie?
Let's go. Let's talk to Dr. Jen. What we like to call her is the love doctor. But it's not like interpersonal relationships with you and your spouse that we talked to Dr. Jen about. We're talking interpersonal equine to person relationships. And, you know, a question came up a couple weeks ago that I've been just waiting to ask Dr. Jen. Let's get her on the line. Merry Christmas. Hello. Good morning.
Ho, ho, ho. How are you guys?
Good. Thank you for getting up for us this morning. We appreciate it.
I know. You guys always get me out of bed.
Well, that's a good way to start. That's a good way. I mean, you get out of bed and you get to listen to us. That gives you nightmares
right.
The next night.
What better way to start than playing with you guys? Thanks for having me. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. We have a bunch of new listeners, Jen. So if you could just give, like, the Reader's Digest version of who you are and what you do, and then we'll start firing away.
Well, sure. I am an equine-assisted coach, and so what I do is I help people solve their deepest problems by working with them and their horse, because all of our issues show up wherever we are. And so if we have an issue in our life, we also have an issue with our horse. And so by improving our relationship with our horse, we can shift all areas of our life.
Man, you do that so much better than I would have. So this past week, a couple weeks ago, we had a woman on who absolutely loves her horse. Loves her horse. And her husband does not love her horse at all because of the time and the money and all that. And it just somehow in a roundabout way got us to the point where I have a horse that I love. I mean, my warm blood is my best friend. I love him. He is amazing. He's perfect. However, I have a thoroughbred that I like. And I like him, but I'm not in love with him. And we kind of wanted to know, and we even had some callers asking,
Jamie, can I interrupt you a second? I'm sorry, Dr. Jen. Can you just hold on 1 second? Because I see a call that's come in here that I think we have to take. And
no
if you
problem.
Could just hold on. Phyllis, is that you?
It is me. It's Phyllis from Texas who will never talk to you.
Jamie,
what's up,
Phyllis, hold on. It's Phyllis.
I'm sitting at the windshield place, and everybody in here is listening to me talk to you.
Wait till you hear your voicemail today, Phyllis. We had a special one for you today.
Well, did you get the one from the cookie party ladies yesterday?
Yes, we played it this morning. We did play it this morning for everybody. So that was very nice of you. And I assume the cookies are going to be coming in the next couple days.
Actually, they're going to the homeless.
Now I feel like a schmuck. Phyllis, you always get one up on us.
Well, I can ask them if they want to share. They're very sharing people.
Aww. Well, Phyllis, we're so glad that you've called, and we are so happy to finally talk to you. And we really encourage you to call us anytime, sweetheart, because now I'm off the hook. I don't have to call you tomorrow and on Christmas Day.
Well, and now you can get back to your guests and find out about your thoroughbred.
Phyllis, you have made our week. We want to thank you for playing with us and having so much fun. And people probably thought this was staged. Would you assure everybody it was not?
Oh, absolutely not. And it wasn't that I didn't want to talk to you guys. I'm just busy. and I couldn't get you guys live on my computer until about 3 days ago. I figured out how to do it. And I I don't know how to use the Horses in the Morning Mobi on my iPhone, so when I called in, I thought, oh, that's how I can listen to it. I just call in and don't get in the queue, and then I can hear you.
We have a lot of people do that, actually. People can call in on any phone, and they can just listen to the show on their phone, actually. So, yeah, that's one of the ways you just stay permanently on hold and listen to the show. We do have people do that. But, Phyllis, you've made our week. You've made our Christmas. Merry Christmas to you and all the kids and everybody over there. And you just have a wonderful horse-filled day, okay?
And you too. Thanks so much.
Everybody say Merry Christmas, Phyllis.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye. I'm sorry, Jamie, but I had to take that call.
I mean, it is Phyllis, for crying out loud. We've only got the Love Doctor on the air in the middle of a deep, deep question, and you cut me off for Phyllis. Phyllis wins again.
Well, you know what? Phyllis has rights.
All right. Dr. Jen, are you...
listener.
That's right.
Dr. Jen, you still there? You didn't hang up on us or anything for the ridiculousness?
I'm here, yeah.
Okay, so just now totally off track, but so I have this horse that I don't love, but I kind of like, and I wanted to know, is that normal? Is that okay? Is it something I should worry about? Should I get rid of the horse? What do you think?
Well, you know, I think that horse relationships are like regular love relationships, and life is too short to remain unfulfilled. And it's really interesting because I think that our relationships with our horses mirror some aspects of our lives. And so, for instance, I used to attract emotionally unavailable men, right?
Amen, sister.
Yeah, and I banged my head up against the wall, and you know, it was this pursue-withdraw thing. And so the very first horse that came into my life that I bought, what kind of horse do you think she was?
Emotionally unavailable?
Yeah. Yep, she was an emotionally unavailable thoroughbred who was difficult to feel close to. Now, is that shocking? Not really, because we tend to replay the same dynamics throughout all areas of our life. And now that I've healed that particular pattern, and I have this amazing husband who is so unconditionally loving, what do you think the last horse that came into my life is like?
He loves you.
Oh, my God. He is such a pocket pony. He is all over you 24/7. He cannot get enough love and affection from you and give it and get it. And so... it, to me, that's just a perfect example of how whatever is going on for us, we tend to attract it in all forms and in all of our relationships. And so it would be interesting, you know, to know a little bit about these two horses of yours and what, you know, why you like them both or don't like them both and why you have settled for just liking one when you could be loving them both.
The warm blood I've been riding since he was 3 years old, and he was somewhat of an aggressive train wreck, actually, when I started riding him. I started riding him for a woman because he tossed her on the ground and broke her arm. And to me, he's a very forward-moving, very fast, very, you know, quick to respond, very sensitive gelding, and... you know, just being patient and working with him for years now, because he's 10 now, we have developed this relationship where we barely even have to communicate. I mean, he does things just, you know, I whisper something to him and he'll do a half pass. And the other thing is I can take him on a trail ride for hours and he's like up, you know, I ride him on the buckle. So that's what I like about him, is he's very adjustable. The thoroughbred I've had for a year, he was a starvation case. He came from the police department, and he was very angry. He had ulcers. Now his ulcers are gone. He's not angry anymore, but he's just, like, I get on him, and it makes me nervous because he's very unpredictable, and he's not sensitive at all. He's very lazy. And it's just a totally different horse. Now, is it possible, because he is now not aggressive and not angry anymore, is it possible that I can kind of, like I did my last horse, kind of mold them into this responsive, affectionate being. I mean, he's affectionate. He hollers at me every time I walk outside, and that's what I liked about him at first. But is it possible to kind of, like, we can't change men. Can we change horses?
That's a very good question. And I think that part of what you talked about with your warm blood is that that relationship blossomed over time. It took time to reach that level of just sort of intuitive connection where you could read each other's minds, and it just blossomed into this beautiful thing. But it sounded like that took time. And when an animal comes to you with a sketchy background or an abusive background, it takes even longer for that to come through. And so there's always a question I have when an animal comes into my life that doesn't seem like it fits what you're looking for. The question is this animal coming to you because there's something that you need to learn or you need to step into, and that by being with this horse and being a better version of yourself, you're going to be growing and learning something? Or is it really just something that, you know, you're just settling and you really should move on? So that's really the question. It's like, is there something here that's asking you to step into a better part of yourself? Or are you really kind of wasting your time when you could be really enjoying your other horse? You know, what's your gut level response to that?
Huh. I feel like I need to go lay down on the couch.
Yeah. Well, oftentimes, you know, giving yourself 6 months to a year with a horse will give you a sense of, you know, hey, is there something here that I'm being asked to learn so that I can be a better person? And then usually once you've gotten that, the relationship blossoms. But then sometimes it's just like a bad marriage. You made a bad choice, and the two of you are never going to get along. And so why keep beating your head up against the wall when there is somebody out there who could totally be in love with that horse? And if that's the case, then it's just like, you know, dating the wrong guy. It's like the best gift is to give them up and help them find the right partner.
Man, you're good.
She does this to me all the time, Jamie. That's one thing about having Dr. Jen on a show is she makes you get really inside yourself, but you're doing it in front of tens of thousands of people, which is, well, you're finding out.
Yeah, I see that.
I guess, Dr. Jen,
the whole purpose of me getting this horse was because he was in a very bad situation, and I wanted to make his life better. And do I think his life is better than it was? Yes. Do I think he could go on to have a better life after me? I guess the answer, honestly, I'm going to cry, is yes, because I don't think that my whole heart is with him. But I do go out there every day. I groom him. I love him. I lunge him. I ride him. You know, I do stuff like that. And maybe I'm just helping him, like you said, kind of move to the next level. And giving him that foundation of training.
I do believe that most horses, not all horses, but most horses really crave that heart-to-heart connection. And if we find that we can't really offer that to an individual horse who seems to, you know, be asking for that or wanting that, then it's a blessing for everybody to go help, go find that person who can be their heart connection. And another thing to consider is we've got four horses, and I still have that first horse who is emotionally distant.
Really?
I still do, and we have it's a beautiful bond. But if I needed the loving, affectionate pocket pony type all the time, and she was my only horse, then I wouldn't be getting my needs met. But now, because I have four of them, I don't need to get that from her. I can get that from someplace else. So it's kind of like human relationships too, where sometimes not one being is meant to meet all of your needs. And so can you sort of split up where you get your needs met so that everybody stays happy? And so if I don't need to hang all over my mare, she's really happy. You know, I can go hang all over the other three, and then everybody, then as a unit, you know, the whole herd and myself, we all get our needs met. So that's another thing to consider. It's like if he seems happy and you're, you know, pretty happy, then, you know, that might be okay. But if it just doesn't seem fair, doesn't seem fulfilling, then it's, you know, it's just a blessing. People think of moving a horse on or breaking up with somebody as a bad thing, but I really think it's an opportunity to fulfill everybody's needs.
And
you've done a beautiful job of preparing him, you know, for the next
mm-hmm.
person, because he's not angry and he's more available and he's ready to have a heart connection where he definitely wasn't when he first came to you.
I'm sure glad that you guys aren't allowed to do that with men. Just keep us hanging on in the back there. Just saying.
Just turn them out. Well, they'll be fine.
You know, I really, that's part of what I encourage my dating clients to do. As you guys know, I am also a dating coach, and I really encourage people to really consciously decide when the relationship is no longer going in the right direction and when it's time to really give the blessing of a breakup. And that may be what's called for here with your thoroughbred.
Which at the time, when you're the person being broken up with, doesn't seem very pleasant and is not a nice experience, but, you know, in a matter of a short period of time, you realize that's the best darn thing that could have happened.
Exactly. I mean, it never feels good in the moment, but once you realize that there was something better out there waiting for you, like, you know, somebody who really loves you, then you can be thankful for that experience. And the same thing with a horse. Once we've let go of a horse that isn't right for us, there's usually a huge feeling of relief. You know, it's like there's almost this sense of overwhelming obligation or maybe even burden. And once we let that horse go, there's this openness and this sense of relief that we can then offer that energy to something that feels better to us.
Okay, I want to take this a step further from what you were saying, because I've had horses. I had a pony that I absolutely loved. I've had draft horses that I absolutely loved. And then I've had ponies that are like, they were fun. But I would say we were more friends. See, so that's kind of how I'm looking at this a little bit differently. You know, I have a woman I absolutely love, and I have a lot of female friends, Jamie included. And, you know, am I being weird here and saying I think you can have friends as horses that you do stuff with, you hang out with, but you're just not totally gaga over them. And then you have, you know, you have the one that, you know, what we call your lifetime horses or, you know, those very special ones. Am I wrong about that?
I think that, you know, there's all kinds of relationships, and as long as it as long as it feels good to you, I think you're totally right. I mean, not every horse are you going to be deeply in love with, and as long as it seems to meet your needs and it seems to be fun for the both of you, then, yeah, rock on. I mean, if you have your primary horse and then you have a few other horses and everybody seems happy and, you know, you have all your companionship needs met and they do too, you know, sometimes that's fabulous as well. I mean, we can't be deeply in love with, you know, every being in our lives. You know, we've got 5 cats here, and I wish I could say they were all my heart cats, but they're not, you know. But they don't.
Oh,
all
you have a
that.
Beastie one too, then, huh?
Now,
yeah, you know,
Dr. Jen. So on a sort of similar but kind of different track, the woman that called us that was deeply, deeply, deeply in love with her horse and was spending all her money on it and all her time. And then for her husband was trying to be supportive but was kind of over it. When you look at a marriage like that where the one trying factor in that relationship is the horse, what do you tell somebody like that? Do you side with the wife? Do you side with the husband? Do you side with the horse? I don't know. What would you tell a couple that was fighting over the horse?
Well, it's very much important not to take sides and for the couple to not point the finger or not to blame. And it's really a time for each of them to step into empathy and appreciation for the other person's viewpoint. It's usually when we don't feel like our partner understands or is willing to support our feelings that we get into trouble. So usually if we can find that space where we both feel like we're heard and that our feelings are important, usually we can find a solution from that space. But until everybody feels like their feelings are heard and that their feelings matter, you know, if that's not there, then, like, no solution in the world is possible. So they probably have stepped away from this willingness or this ability to step into the other person's shoes and support mm-hmm. that person's heart because of, whatever other issues. Chances are if we chatted with them, there would be some deeper issues that the horse or money or time were just sort of being the pivotal factors around, but there were some deeper issues that needed to be resolved. And so we would really work with those, and then the horse things would probably resolve themselves.
Okay, so I have a follow-up to that, and it comes from the horse husband point of view, having probably been there at one point or another in the last 25 years. Is mm-hmm. you know, and it's what Jamie said too, is the financial end of things. You know, I think what happens is we see that, you know, there are some relationships where a lot of the money is being spent on the horses, and, you know, that hurts from the horse husband point of view. And I don't know if it totally relates to just what you were saying, and I'm repeating it, but the financial aspect really gets in the way sometimes because horses are so expensive. And maybe it's the same thing as a relationship where the guy, you know, a guy has a hobby and he's restoring old cars and it costs tens of thousands of dollars. It's probably the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, money is a fundamental core. I think it's in the top three, if not the top one, that couples tend to argue about. But again, it's not usually really about the money. It's about something else. So maybe it's about other experiences they're not really able to have. Like my husband often says, imagine what we could do if we didn't have all these horses. So, you know, imagine the things that we could have and the places we could go if we didn't have these horses. And so then it becomes not so much about the horses as a longing for something else. And so I think if you can talk about it that way, you can get to the core of what it is that the husband really wants more of, and then you can brainstorm about how to make that happen. So if it seems like it's money, what is it that you want more money for, and how can you make that happen, you know, within the confines of the money that you guys are spending on the horses? You know, can you funnel the money differently, or can you create some of those experiences inexpensively? Does that make sense?
It does, you know what? What I was thinking is that when you're saying that, it's like, what would you want extra money for if you didn't have horses? If I had money and no horses, I would take that money and get horses.
I know. I feel the same way. You know, one of the things, we live in Colorado, and Sunday, this was a perfect example of this. Greg, my husband, loves to ski, and Sunday, it was 60 here, but snowing in the mountains. And so that in the past, that might have been a day where we had to, like, sort of argue to decide, would we ski or would we ride, you know? And now we've reached a point of freedom where he goes and skis, and I stay and ride, and then everybody is happy. And we had to, you know, we had to make that shift from we do everything together to, it's okay to do things apart if that's where our heart, you know, feels most drawn in that particular day. So sometimes there's just some shifts that can happen that can change everything.
And then you meet back at the end of the day with a cup of cocoa and you discuss skiing and riding. I think that's
exactly.
A perfect marriage right there. I love it. Well, Dr. Jen, I could talk to you all day, honestly, but I'll have to save some of my questions for the next time. Where can people find you? Where can people get in touch with you? How can they talk to you?
Sure. I've got a free bonus report on my website, which is 10 ways to boost your bond with horse. People can go pick that up for free at unitywithhorse.com. And, I invite people to take a peek at that and learn 10 ways that they can be with their horse that's going to improve their relationship.
I'm going to go look at it after the show. Try to improve this thoroughbred relationship. If not, maybe you've really actually helped me answer some questions today. So thank you so much for being on. We really wish you guys a Merry Christmas out there on the ranch and hope you have a wonderful time. Thank you so much for all your great advice.
You're welcome. Happy holidays, guys. See you next
time.
Hey,
Merry Christmas, Dr. Jen. Bye.
Bye.
She
is so good.
She did it to you. She always does that to me. She does horse tips with me, and she's been on Stable Scoop. And, boy, she really makes you get inside yourself. And for me, you know me, so it's tough. You know, it's tough because you're doing it on the air, too, and it really does make it. You're more used to that because you've been talking about your screwed-up relationships for 10 years in Atlanta.
Yeah, I just didn't want you guys to be bored while I was working my problems out on the couch.
No, it's great. We were just listening. And you know, now, so I have a question for you, and then we have a caller, Patricia, I want to take here. I have a question for you. You spent 10 years talking about boyfriends and relationships and stuff like that in morning radio in Atlanta, and now this morning you're talking to the love doctor about, you know, a different kind of love, a relationship with your horses, which is tougher on you.
Wow. I don't know. I think that talking about relationships, that's tough because, for those who don't know, I did 10 years in Atlanta radio, and I was that single girl with the dating disasters. So I could tell a funny story And, you know, sometimes people would, they would get mad. They would have heard it. You know, I mean, there was 700,000 listeners who were listening to me talk about
my
relationship. My
question is, what foolish guy would date you? That's my question.
Right? That's why I had to marry somebody in Phoenix. He'd never heard of me. But the horse thing is like, I can look out my window and see them, and I'm like, I feel like I'm cheating on them. Like, I'm talking about you to somebody else. Sorry, guy. You know, like, it's my horse. I'm like, I feel really actually more guilty talking about the horses than I did the boys.
Well,
is that bad? Is that weird?
We have Dr. Jen, the love doctor, back on with us every month. She'll be back again in January, and I'm sure Jamie will have a pile more questions and a whole lot more emotion to deal with then. Let's go now. Oh, I think we lost her. I was going to go to a caller. We had a caller on the line, and she must have had to go. Patricia calling from one of our sponsors, Eco Gold, that makes the terrific products for performance products up there in Canada. And I think, Jennifer, if you're there, she wanted to talk about the awards that are going on right now. They're called the Equestrian Social Media Awards.
Yes.
And they're all over Facebook. If you're on Facebook, you've seen people begging for you to vote for them. And apparently we've been nominated in category 15 for the best newbie, which is the best.
Really?
For the best newbie out there. So you can go to look up Equestrian Social Media Awards right on Facebook and go right in there that you want the Horse Radio Network to win in Category 15, the best newbie. And apparently that's how you nominate, sort of like everybody's doing for Ivory Pal and Raphael on our website or on our Facebook page.
If we could get half of those people to vote for us for the awards, we'd win.
Yeah, exactly. So thank you, Patricia, for calling in. I'm sorry we made you wait there. But Merry Christmas to you and everybody up there in Canada as well and all our sponsors. And, you know, thank you for also making – she wants to make sure she thinks that we deserve this award, and she wants to make sure that we get it. So we'll post on all our Facebook pages for everybody to vote for us over there for the Equestrian Social Media Awards that is being run out of England, actually, your favorite place. So
now we're not going to win.
Oh, more calls. See ya.
Okay.
Okay, calls.
Well, let's is it her calling back, you think? Well, let's wait and see.
Probably.
Let's wait and see if that is Patricia calling back. Oh, I have something better. Here you go.
The elevator music.
Phyllis is going to love her voicemail when she gets home.
Why don't you do the commercial, Glenn?
Oh, let's do a commercial. That would be a good idea. So,
got to keep it together.
This half hour is sponsored by Kentucky Performance Products. Everyone at Kentucky Performance Products wishes all their customers and listeners of the Horse Radio Network a very happy and healthy holiday. All horses have individual nutritional needs, and Kentucky Performance Products knows that meeting them can be challenging. It doesn't matter if you are a professional horseman or a weekend warrior. You will want to provide the nutrition necessary for your horse to thrive. The experts at Kentucky Performance Products understand this and have developed supplements that target specific needs. KPP's products are formulated to complement today's feeds and safeguard over supplementation. Best of all, their supplements work. To choose the right Kentucky Performance Product supplement for your horse, go to kppusa.com or call them at 1-800-772-1988. And I think we have Patricia back on here. Hi, Patricia, and welcome to
the Hi. I think you pressed the wrong button before.
Sorry. We're still new at this. We're amateurs.
It's okay.
So,
We
talked a little bit about why you were calling, but explain it further. I don't think I did a very good job.
Okay. The Equestrian Social Media Awards are something that was created by a PR company in England, and it's really taken off on Twitter and on Facebook. And basically, it's for everyone to acknowledge the people that they listen to or they follow on Facebook and are entertaining or fun and informative. And it's just a way to recognize who they you know, they find interesting. So they have, like, different categories, and basically what you do is you just go either on Facebook or on Twitter and find the Equestrian Social Media Awards, and then you nominate whoever you want in the different categories. So, Glenn, I nominated you in the newbie, best newcomer for your show. And your
Aww,
show.
Yay!
And you could do that for different categories. Like, they have professional rider, for example. You know, Peter Atkins would be a very good, you know, example of a pro rider that has really, really taken off or uses social media to talk to his fans
yeah.
and to have people
run,
follow.
Henny, run!
Run, Henny, run! And you know, they have different categories like that, like YouTube channel and Facebook and Twitter. Like Twitter, I nominated Samantha Clark, who's, you know, an awesome Twitterer. She did a great job at WEG. She was, you know, at the jog, tweeting with one hand and with the other taking photos. so, you know, I think because it's in England, a lot of the British magazines and British, you know, based people are getting nominated. But if we can get some, you know, American or North American up there, because I think they're going to do two categories. They're going to have UK and Ireland, and also international. So,
okay.
Go ahead and nominate the horse. You know, horses in the morning. So you get nominated, and then I don't know exactly what they give as an award. Probably nothing, but you know, it's nice to be known as the best social media in your category.
Well, that's Patricia. That's terrific of you to nominate us like that, and we are the best newbie, aren't we, Jamie?
You are.
We have Phyllis. Who else has Phyllis from Texas? Nobody.
I know. I think this is exciting. So where do people go to nominate? Where can they log on and click
they,
on us?
They can go on Facebook or Twitter. And what you do, like most people use Facebook. And most people are on Facebook, I think. So you go there and you look for Equestrian Social Media Awards. Or go to our page, EcoGold is on there, and I'll put the link up. And
okay.
And then you just go on their page, and you say, I nominate, and then you say whatever you want to nominate. For category, newbie is 15. So right now, if you have like an iPhone in your hand or in front of a computer, just go on Facebook and go on Equestrian Social Media Awards and write, I nominate Horses in the Morning for Category 15.
All right, that sounds easy enough.
Easy enough. And if enough people do that, then you'll be in the nominees, like the Oscars. and then in February, it closes tomorrow, so you only have today to do it. So
I realize it closed that soon.
Yes, so that's why I called. I said, I'm sure you're too shy to tell your people. But I'm not, so.
Deanna already went on and nominated us. That was so sweet.
There
you
go. So just go and, you know, have all your friends, and then you'll get more exposure. And also, if you go on that page, you find pages that you've never heard of that people are nominating, and then you go on their pages and say, huh, these people are interesting. And you can like them, but because it's worldwide, there's people in Australia that are nominating and people in Europe and everywhere. So it's interesting if you're on Facebook to find stuff that is interesting. And by the way, EcoGold, we're in the 14 category. So.
14,
all right.
Okay. So nominate EcoGold. That's ECOGOLB. Well, thank you, Patricia, for calling in. Merry Christmas.
You're
thank
welcome.
You again also. I just wanted to thank you also for your continued support of the Horse Radio Network. You guys have been great. And, you know, it's so fun dealing with sponsors that we have so much in common with because, you know, a lot of your sponsored riders are regular on our shows or co-hosts, of, you know, things like that. And it's just been terrific. And that's one of the cool things that's happened through the Horse Radio Network is the relationships that we've developed with our sponsors. And it's just so much fun.
Yeah, we become friends, virtual friends.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Can
well,
I just say one more thing?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Just to recognize, the Canadian Eventing Team was just named Equestrian of the Year in Canada. So
yay!
That's a huge honor.
Oh, yay.
And
the whole team?
the whole team, the whole WET team, and it's the first time that an eventer has ever won or a team has been nominated. Normally it's the Reclamas or Ashley Holzer that get this award. We only have one award. We don't have, like, Horse of the Year. We have Equestrian of the Year and
awesome.
The WET team, which
terrific.
I think we have lots of friends on, has just won it, so...
Well, that's certainly,
congrats,
we know most
Canada.
Of them, and we just had Jesse on yesterday, so.
Well, there you go. She didn't say anything because they're shy.
I know. She's so sweet. Well, thank you so much, Patricia, and you have a great holiday up there.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Patricia. Hey, Glenn, we have another call on the line, and I want to say that I believe that it is our new Facebook friend here, Raphael. Val, but hey, Raphael, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jamie and Glenn. How you doing? Just wanted to call and wish you a Merry Christmas and all the listeners, too, a Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you, Raphael.
I have to tell Raphael something because he really, really made my day on my Facebook page. You know, I've been struggling with the fact that my husband has not returned home to make it back for Christmas yet, and he's been stuck in England. Well, Raphael put a super sweet post on my Facebook, and it says, "May he come home safe, sound, and in time for Christmas. Love our troops, and thanks to your husband and everyone that proudly serves our country." And that really actually really made my day. And then I wanted to let you know that he's going to be home at 1:30 today. Woo!
That is awesome. That's the best Christmas present. I am so glad to hear that. I really do. Love everything that our troops do. I was in the Army Reserve for 14 years, so I could somewhat appreciate what they go through. And coming home for the holidays to be with the family after being gone for such an extended period of time is a well-deserved Christmas present for you and everybody that has their family members overseas or serving in uniform. So I am so happy to hear that. So you have a great Christmas. You can't get any better than that.
I know. He just texted me about 5 minutes ago and said they're taking off. So I'm so excited. But you're very sweet. Thank you so much. And my gosh, thank you for posting on your Facebook page about the 2010 Hottest Horseman Awards, because, my friend, you have received a million votes. And this isn't even a voting contest.
Well, thank you. No, we're really blessed to have so many loyal friends and fans that are just incredible. That were one
okay,
of the many
Raphael,
we had.
That's an understatement. Our page has been inundated, and when I looked over at your page just a couple minutes ago to see the responses, you've had like 30 in your thread there. But our page, we must have 100 people that have posted on our page about you and Ivory Powell, and you have a loyal following over there. You know, we were talking about, can you have, more? We're talking about relationships. I swear, Raphael is about 100, looks more like 30,000 friends right over there. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, I can say we're very blessed with everybody's support and kindness. We're always humbled how everybody has embraced Ivory Powell and have led him into their lives. It's really heartwarming to see all the comments that people leave in. Talking about Facebook, this morning we put a picture of Ivory Powell we took inside the house by the Christmas tree, so make sure you take a look at that one.
It is fabulous. Did you actually bring him in the house? He was in the house by the Christmas tree, and he sort of matches the tree. It's an excellent picture.
Well, our house is kind of decorated in cream and gold, so not just to match him, right? The Christmas tree is decorated. We're really thankful for everybody. Like I said, we just wanted to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and to your families. And, Jamie, that made my day to hear that your husband will be home. So that's fantastic.
Oh, thanks, Raphael. He's so sweet. My gosh.
I think he's doing this to sway the vote.
Oh, yeah. That's too funny. Yeah, it's going to be, we may have actually a white Christmas here in Tennessee for I think there's only been 9 white Christmases since recorded history. So we're looking forward to that. Maybe I'll go out and ride if it's not too cold.
Oh, do it. Oh, you've made my day. I think I think your voting just stepped up in my category. So Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you soon, and hopefully we'll talk to you on the 30th.
Sounds good. And Merry Christmas to everybody. Have a blessed
Bye, Raphael.
One.
Merry Christmas to you and the family.
Bye-bye. Thank you very much.
That was Raphael. It was, you know, I think he was doing that. I really think he was trying to get your vote. That's what I think.
Well, I'm not going to lie. Just that little hint of an accent there and the pictures on face. Yeah. Excuse me.
Well, let's go.
My
husband's
coming home today.
I also just, yes, and I'm very happy about that. I think that the best news I saw when I woke up this morning early was that post on your Facebook page where he was in New York, and I'm sure he's as excited to get home too. So that's kind of nice. Well, let's take our break here for our musical interlude today. We want to remind everybody that tomorrow we have a very special show, and I just got an email from her a couple minutes ago. She's listening this morning, and that's Templeton Thompson. Special show tomorrow with Templeton. She'll be on with us for the entire hour we recorded earlier. We're playing a lot of her music. We're talking about her life. We're learning things I've known her for years that I didn't know before about Templeton. Mm-hmm. She kind of surprised us with a couple things that she's been through in the past. And it was such a good conversation. So we want to tease you a little bit with Happy Ye Holidays, and we'll be back right after that with the Chronicle Report with Lisa.
You're warm and home and safe, surrounded by your herd, singing peace on earth and happy ye holidays. Well, the snow is softly falling on the pasture, and there's a holly wreath hanging on the barn. Jingle bells are jingling, lights are all a twinkling, Christmas time is coming to the farm. Yeah, I'm wishing you a very Merry Christmas, and hoping that you're warm and home safe, surrounded by your herd, singing peace on earth and happy ye holidays. Yeah. Too big for dreaming. Ain't nothing like the feeling when all the ones you love are gathering near. So I'm wishing you a very Merry Christmas, hoping that you're warm and home and safe, surrounded by your herd, singing peace on earth and happy ye holidays.
Glenn McGeek here on behalf of Bo and everyone at Back on Track Products, wishing you, your families, and your horses a very happy holiday season. Back on Track's products are used by top athletes around the world for the comfort and protection of their horses. Take a minute this holiday season to see how Back on Track products might help you and your horses. Visit backontrackproducts.com. Well, that, of course, was Templeton Thompson, who will be on with us tomorrow. Hi, Tempe, and Merry Christmas. We love you. And next up, we have our weekly Chronicle Report coming to us a day early because we're all just kind of busy doing other stuff tomorrow, and I think Lisa probably is too. Howdy, Lisa. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Glenn.
And it's so nice to have you. I'm so glad you agreed to come on a day early, and I guess to this week. And it's so exciting to have to always have the Chronicle on here, because you always come up with such good stuff.
Oh, well, that's great to hear. We love being on here.
Well, good. So what do you have for us this week? We're ready.
Today, I wanted to read to you, I don't know if you're familiar, every year on our bulletin boards, we have a story that comes up, and it's become a real favorite every year. It gets tons and tons of comments, and everyone just loves it. It's a really lovely story, and it's called The Stables at Midnight, A Christmas Story.
No, have you heard that, Jamie? I haven't heard that one.
So it's pretty short. I just thought I would read it to you guys. And
yeah, that'd be great.
All right, sounds good.
We're in the Christmas spirit, so we're ready.
I thought
it
would be nice. A little Christmas spirit. The story is by Anne F.S. on our bulletin board, and I think it was first posted in 2002, so it's been running on there for about 8 years now. So it starts with, I have a true story to tell about midnight on Christmas. It happened in 1991 or 92. My marriage had ended, and I was leasing a farm as a boarding stable. I had around 20 horses at Christmas that year. My son was then 5 or 6 years old and knew the Thomas Hardy poem about all the animals kneeling down at midnight on Christmas Eve. He begged and begged to go to the stable at midnight, but I put him off, not wanting to disappoint him in this year of so many disappointments. You see, I had a lot of horses that did not like to lie down, even in the wee hours of the night, including 2 mares whose owners told me that they'd had those two for years and had yet to see them get off their feet. A number of the others would lie down, but would immediately get up when someone entered the barn or came near them. Well, that Christmas Eve, Connor woke up at 11:30 and begged to go to the stable to see if it was true. My heart was a little heavy as we went down. It was 11:59. We entered the barn at midnight, flashlight in hand. Every horse was kneeling. We walked down one side and back up the other. Every horse was kneeling. None got up. None were flat on their sides, not even the yearling. And the 2 mystery mares were also kneeling. So were the track layups who always jumped to their feet when people approached. Every single one of them. It was so hushed and quiet and beautiful. Connor is 13 now and stands 5'10". He still says to me, remember that Christmas Eve when we went down to the barn to see if the horses were kneeling? It's one of my most special lifetime memories.
Wow.
So I think it's just such a super sweet story.
You got us both here crying.
Like, yeah.
You know, and who says, you know, who says there isn't miracles? I mean, you know.
I know, yeah.
Things happen when they're supposed to happen for a reason. And,
yep.
You know, obviously that family needed that at that particular time, and it was the horses that got them there.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty amazing because you think about going into the barn at night, and, you know, a lot of them are lying down, but usually they do jump up because they assume, you know, you're going to feed them, or they just don't want to be lying down when there are people around. So,
next
year, that's pretty intense.
I know. Next year we're going to have to do the stories. Every horse owner has a story, one of those special moments at the holidays, and they involve horses. We're going to have to do those stories next year, the little miracle stories that everybody, that happens to everybody. You know?
Yeah, but
so,
we have to warn our listeners to make sure they have the Kleenex box closed.
It's true.
It's called mascara alert. Hello, let us know, mascara alert.
Christmas is just special. You know, I remember when I was a kid and I lived around the corner from my barn, and so I would go feed the horses, you know, and since I lived so close and many people travel, it was often my job to go feed on Christmas morning. And I just remember it always being such a great experience. You know, it's just way better than feeding horses on any other morning. You know, you give them extra treats and it's just wonderful.
It is. There's something peaceful about it. I've always tried to go ride my horse on Christmas because there's always, you know, you always have something to do in the morning and you always have something to do in the evening. And then there's this perfect window of time in the middle of the day that I know so many people like to just take for themselves. And I find that I go to the barn and there's nobody there and it's always quiet. And for some reason, doesn't matter what the weather is, it's just beautiful out and it's kind of like a magical thing. And when I was a kid, I read a book that said the animals talked at midnight. And I remember for years trying to stay up till midnight to hear my dog talk to me. I've never made it to midnight yet, so it might still happen. I don't know.
He might still talk to you.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, Christmas can be, you know, a little bit stressful, even though it's wonderful to spend time with family. But, you know, the horses don't know that, and so it is just a really peaceful thing.
So what do you do at, what will you do on Christmas Day, Lisa? Where will you go home to family, or do you live near family, or?
I live fairly near to family. I'm actually driving to North Carolina this afternoon. That is where my parents live.
Okay, so you're heading home for the holidays.
Yep, home for the holidays. So, it's very windy.
I don't want to pry, but are you a single girl? Do you bring a husband or boyfriend home for Christmas?
I have a boyfriend, and I'm actually flying to Nashville 2 days after Christmas to spend some time with his family.
Oh, okay. So we're getting serious.
It's kind of nice because I'm an only child, and so I have a pretty small family, and he's one of five siblings.
Oh, wow.
So it's nice to go spend some time in a little bit rowdier, Christmas environment.
It's funny you say that because my husband is about to experience my rowdy family at Christmas, and his family is there. There's a ton of them, and they're very good, and it's a very like traditional kind of thing. My family comes in town; they want to watch football and drink.
that's
Christmas in my family, so it's going to be an interesting thing, and it's kind of cool that you have a little bit of both.
Yep,
and
it should be nice.
Isn't Nashville one of the coolest places ever?
Oh,
I love
yes.
Nashville. I love Tennessee, actually. I lived in Knoxville before I moved here, and I just love that whole state, basically. It's a great place. Yeah. Nashville's so much fun.
It is. And you know, we talked about Templeton Thompson's from just outside of Nashville in Tennessee, and Raphael, who just called us, is from Tennessee also. So,
very cool.
There's a lot of cool people from Tennessee, too.
Yep.
Well, I know that we have thoroughly enjoyed having you on with us. I think, actually, next week we're off because next Thursday is the Hottest Horseman Awards that Helena will be doing with Jamie. They kicked me off the show. So, Lisa, why don't you and I go get lunch, and we'll let those two play, and then I'll come down to Nashville and meet you down there.
That sounds like a pretty good deal.
Lisa, I want you to call in, okay? Glenn, she's not leaving her radio, okay? She's not leaving the computer.
Well, I'll have to tune in for
Lisa.
That. That sounds entertaining.
Merry Christmas and the best to both of your families.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you guys as well.
Bye.
That was Lisa from the Chronicle. We appreciate her being here with us. And I think now it's time to encourage everybody. You have a half an hour. If you want to give us a call, 347-637-3238. Templeton, I know you're listening. You should give us a call here. She just wrote me and said, step outside, back in. Oh, you're playing our song. Many, many thanks. And so you can call in too, 347-637-3238. But I think Jennifer and Jamie have the last, we got to get to these gift ideas.
Yeah, Glenn, our last-minute gift ideas today is brought to you by Pocket Stable. Pocket Stable is the only app that's been created for horse owners who want to keep all of their information together and easy to find. It's an app in your phone. You open it up. It stores vaccine dates, wormings, farrier, dentist visits, what your horses eat, what they weigh. It reminds you of important events. Like you can set appointments for your horses in this. You can go to Pocket Stable. .com because it's like having a stable in your pocket. PocketStable.com, the iPhone app right now. They're working on making it available for every other one. But go check it out, PocketStable.com. Now, Jennifer and I, Glenn, did I understand correctly that you did not do your homework?
I left that to my wife because we have such a loving, caring relationship. and besides, she came up with about 100 things. And there wouldn't be time for me anyway.
He's so past the buck.
He exactly did. So what we wanted to do is, you know, maybe there's a woman sitting here going, okay, I didn't get a present for my farm owner. I didn't get a present for my trainer. I didn't get a present for my farrier, my vet, any of those things. Or there's a guy sitting here right now going, I really, really need some help getting a present for my wife. And now, we've all kind of come up with different categories of things. My category is the things that you could buy your significant other that they would love. that you can run out right now and buy somebody, any type of rider, this one of these five gifts, and they will love it because they need it. So, Jennifer, what are your kind of categories for your gifts?
Well, I kind of went like this. From the tack shop, I have one gift for each type of horse person. Like I have the someone who owns at least one horse, some for the horse kid, for the stable owner, for the competitor, and there's one for each. And then
okay.
I have a second complete list, just because I'm a useful product weenie, of when you are completely SOL. The tack shop is closed. It's so late on Christmas Eve. Because, you know, tack shops close at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It's 6:30. It's 8 o'clock. You just got off your shift work. And you can't even get to the tack shop, but you have to get something for a horse person in your life. You can get something
Perfect.
For them that's not at the tack shop.
Okay, go for it. Let's hear that list.
Okay, the SOL list. Duct tape.
Okay. Yes.
And even if you have a fashionista, they make duct tape in every imaginable color now. You go to the Lowe's store, your local hardware store, so duct tape. You can get that at Lowe's. They're open late. A giant army surplus size bag of Starlight mints.
Yes.
Okay.
Go to the Sam's Club, buy the mints.
Yeah, so and the only thing that makes that gift work is the fact that it is army surplus size. If you go to the Quickie Mart and get a one, you know, an 8-ounce bag of Starlight mints, you're going to have a black eye.
Yeah.
But if you get the giant size, you know, that'll make a difference.
The one thing I would recommend, Jennifer, along with that, is if you do have a pony and your pony can fit into your tack room where you keep all your tack and you have a giant bag of Starlight mints, try to lock your tack shed so your pony can't go in, grab the bag, and then go racing across the pasture with it, dropping mints every step of the way. Not
the
that I had to pick up,
isn't it?
I had to pick up like 500 mints because this stinking little pony in my backyard grabbed the bag and started running. And I'm like,
awesome. Gotta love ponies.
That's awesome.
So now there's a big bowl of Starlight mints that have a screw top lid in my tack shed because the bag was destroyed. Carry
okay,
on.
I never knew they were called Starlight mints. That I never knew that.
Yeah,
peppermint. That's the brand name.
Yeah,
don't
we just always thought of peppermint.
Well, there is a brand of Starlight Mint, but it's the one that's in the little twisty package, you know?
Yeah. I ate one this morning.
Twisty ones.
Yeah.
I keep stealing the horses.
We have one bowl for the horses and one bowl for Glenn. At least from my point of view, somebody else might differ from me, anything from Burt's Bees.
Yes.
Yeah?
Good
and they sell it at most, like, Walgreens and CVS and stuff. They're open late on Christmas Eve. Go Burt's Bees. And if you get the little gift pack, you're really covered.
Yeah, that's a great idea because that the Burt's Bees wax chapstick and the foot cream are like the best.
Yeah, the carrot spray is my personal fave, you know. So listening, are you listening, Glenn? Burt's Bees?
Yes, I'm listening closely. I actually have my pen and paper out because I still have more shopping to do for Jennifer.
better get the list.
Yeah. And
I always love getting her duct tape.
Yeah, he does. And I use duct tape for every freaking thing.
And now
too.
It comes in colors, so it's like easier. Yeah.
And another one of my faves is, I don't know about you, if you have a barn where you take care of a horse, whether you're a professional or you're an amateur and you have your horses in your backyard, you can never find the scissors when you need them.
Mm-hmm.
Or you've used the scissors many, many times for an unintended purpose, and now they don't work properly. Well, they make these things called crash or penny scissors. And you used to see them sold on TV on morning infomercials where you could cut a penny with them.
Oh, my gosh.
They're awesome. Like your horse gets a chip in his hoof, you really can cut that chip off with a pair of crash scissors. So that's all my
list. Cool.
They're awesome. And last but not least, this is something that, again, it's on infomercials and stuff. It's called a wash mitt, but you can buy them at tack shops and CVS in the automobile department, and it's this little mitt that has these little fingery, squishy microfiber stuff on them, and they're just fun and silly, and they come in dumb colors. So that was the other one.
Okay. That's a great list. That's the list if you can't get to the tack shop. you need this. And so we should put that up on horsesinthemorning.com because I think that that is a quality list. Well done. Mine was a little more selfish, Jennifer. This is stuff that I would want. But then
big surprise there.
Hey, no, it's just stuff that I think that I would want. Or stuff that I think that, you know, most horse people would want. And so horse husbands, if you get any of these things on this list, then you're going to be, you know, pretty thoughtful. The first thing, I swear, even if you're a competitor, if you own your own barn, if you're a boarder, you cannot have enough of these because they tend to break. And when one thing breaks, you can't use it at all. And those are those miracle forks.
Ah.
Those,
yeah, the pine breaks off. You're right. Yeah.
One piece of poop falls through, and you might as well just throw the whole thing away. So you have to be, you know, don't, like, go dig a hole with it. But it really works very well, and they do last a long time. But I have one that's starting to get a little worn out. So the Miracle Fork pitchfork, the one with the big plastic fingers on the bottom of it, awesome.
Yep.
You can take them to horse shows. You can take them to, you know, put them in your wash racks. You can put them, clean your stalls with them. You know, you can't have enough of those. And it's never next to you when you need it. So multiples are okay.
Yeah, good. That's a good one. I never even thought of the Miracle Fork.
Yeah, it's a good traveling thing. It's hard to wrap, but...
you just put a big bow on it, you're good.
All right, if you go to the tack shop and you're staring at this giant wall of horse stuff and you have no idea what it is, you cannot go wrong buying Uptight Poultice. It says Uptight on it. You wrap the horse's leg, and it's a really great poultice, and it's only like $8. So if you don't know what a poultice is, don't worry about it. We do. So go and buy the Uptight Poultice. It's the best one I found. My vet recommended it. And it actually kind of like when you finish putting the poultice on your horse, your hands kind of tingle a little bit. So that just to me says it's working. You know,
that's
it's awesome. Doing something.
Yeah, it's funny that you use Uptight as your brand. I have an Uptight story for you.
Do you?
Well, Uptight, the company that makes Uptight Poultice, has what they call a cyclical production process. They make it, and then they stop. So once their run of Uptight is sold and gone out to retailers across the world, that's it. And there is a particular thoroughbred race trainer of some renown. Uptight is the only brand they use.
Yeah.
So when they come to town, because races run in race meets, you know, Keeneland's open from point A to point B, and then they close down. So when they come to town, the local retailer who sells Uptight, he comes in and he buys every bucket of Uptight in the building.
Yeah. So it's funny you say that, because that's who recommended it to me is my lameness vet, and he's also a track vet. And I love the stuff.
It's great stuff. But the problem is, if you happen to come into town after the race meet, you ain't going to get no Uptight.
That's funny.
Ever run out. That's a great gift because if you run out of Uptight and your local store is out of Uptight, guess what? You're not getting any for 3 months. So that is a perfect gift. Even if your person who uses Uptight has some, get it anyway.
Yeah, exactly. It's a great one. Now, we have a couple callers. Should we put this on pause?
Sure, let's grab some callers, see what's up.
Okay, well, one of my favorite people is on the line right now, and she is actually doing an entire show with us tomorrow. Tempe, hello.
Hola, how you doing, cowgirl?
I'm doing great, cowgirl. So, Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you, too. You guys are going to get tired of talking to me, but I heard the call go out, Glenn. Y'all were so sweet to play our song, and I emailed thanking y'all, and then he said, you could call in if you want to. I'm like, well, I can't not call in. I have to call in. I just don't want y'all to get bored with me.
We never could. I'm going to tell you, I have that song stuck in my head when we play it, the Ye Holiday song. It might be my favorite Christmas song at this point, and especially the Yeehaw. I love it. Love it.
Thank you. You're so cool. You guys rock. We love y'all.
Well, everybody can tune in tomorrow to hear Tempe's show with us, templetonthompson.com. You can go check her out and
Jamie,
all her music because it's amazing.
Can I read you something from Facebook?
Thank you.
This is from Trish. She says, our daughter, Lex, was so excited to hear that Templeton was doing tomorrow's show. She fell in love with her at the USET Gala last year. She is one of her biggest, littlest fans. Her Jane Breyer was opened early so she could listen to her CD. Can't wait. So there you go. You want to wish Trisha's daughter a Merry Christmas there, Tempe?
Wishing you a very, very, very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. We love y'all from all of us, from Jane and Bo, too. I'm looking at them munching on their hay right now on the whole Planet Cowgirl herd. Thanks, you guys. Aw, I'm going to cry.
Aw.
That's so sweet. Dang. That's why we do what we do. We're blessed. I know we're always talking about how blessed we are. So thanks, you guys.
Well, thank you, Tempe, and we're looking forward to spending the day with you tomorrow, even though we know we already did it.
We had a blast, I know, and thanks for all the support you give us, and we love you all so much, and I believe
and I'll tease everybody with this. You're going to learn about a place that Templeton lived that none of us knew about, and it was exotic. You're going to learn
that
on tomorrow's show.
Cool. Well, y'all have an awesome day. I'll let you get more callers and have a very, very, very Merry Christmas. Like I said, Happy Holidays, and thanks for all of your support. And we love y'all, and we shall see you after the new year.
Okay. Bye, Tempe.
All right. Bye.
Well, the next caller up, Jamie, is someone that I have gotten to know over the last year. I've gotten to know him pretty well, actually. He doesn't have a name. He goes by Amigo's Dad. Hi, Amigo's Dad.
Hey, Glenn. How are things, my friend?
Great. Now, let me tell a little bit for those that didn't listen to Stable Scoop. Amigo, the horse, was out in the field one night, and they had a storm. Is that right? That's what it was, right?
Yep. Yeah, high winds. High winds.
They had a high wind storm, and he came out the next morning to find his horse. You can probably describe it better than me.
Well, Amigo is an endurance Arabian. And he did 50-mile competition rides cross country. On January the 17th of 2010, I found him with a 2-inch diameter, 3-foot long limb that had either he had fallen on or it blew over into him, entered above his left shoulder, broke 2 ribs, and entered his chest. And he had stood there between 10 and 12 hours waiting for me to find him. The initial assessment by my vet was we need to consider putting him to sleep. But the University of Tennessee, we all got together with my vet, and we decided to give him a chance. And they gave him a 2% chance to live. And now he's, after 4 months of being at the hospital and all the well-wishings from all over the world, pretty much, I've been told to put him back into training for competition. So it's a miracle story. Yeah, so initially a 2% chance, and he went through all kinds of life-threatening in not life-threatening situations. He died once. They brought him back, and it was a roller coaster for a long time. But
There's actually a Christmas story in here too, and you know, this came out during the one show you talked about. And I'll try and keep it as short as I can. You had bills that were out of this world. His horse was in the hospital, the horse hospital, for 4 months. There were tens and tens of thousands of dollars. He didn't have the money to pay this. You know, Gary, oh, Amiga's dad does have a name. It's Gary. Gary, you know, was like us. He's a working guy trying to, you know, fend for his horses. He was competing Amigo in endurance races of all things. And the bills mounted up and mounted up. And then one day you went in to say that you, to tell the hospital you had to take your horse out. And what did they tell you?
Basically, he could stay there as long as he wanted to, because we had had an anonymous donor of about $16,000. His bills totally were $42,000. But due to working a second job and Amigo merchandise, which we ship shirts, I mean, to Belize, Australia, Switzerland, Sweden, all over the world, shirts and coolers and all kinds of stuff, his bills completely paid for, Glenn.
Oh, my God.
$42,000. So it came out really good. I mean, and he was able to come home, and I mean, it's been a great story, and he has over 10,000 fans now on Facebook. So
wow,
from all over, and we post every Wednesday.
Yes, he does. He has quite a following on Facebook, and if you haven't seen the story or seen what it was like the morning, there are pictures of the horse standing there with this I think you understate it. This huge limb stuck to his body. You can see that at Amigo-One Amazing Horse on Facebook. And you know what? I also think, if nobody else does it, I'm going to do it. I think that Amigo and Gary should be nominated as the hottest horse couple also this year. Because you know what? With what they went through together, that kind of makes them hot, don't you think?
Yes.
He's the big star. I just ended up being the mouthpiece. If he could talk, I think he kind of considers himself an ambassador of the Arabian breed now, because we've done some birthday parties for kids and stuff like that. And as long as you feed him watermelon chunks, you know, he'll hawk kids all day long. As long as
Gary, he may be the ambassador, but you're the one that made the decision not to put him down that day.
Well,
yeah.
It's Kara and I have always believed that when you take an animal as part of your family, it's exactly that. As long as he had some chance of living, we were going to give him the opportunity. And the more that he showed us in the hospital that he wanted to survive, the more we became determined that he was going to get that chance. So, but thanks to all the folks at Horse Talk Radio and several blogs and new, you know, he's been in some magazines. We really were able to pull it off. It ended up being a really beautiful story because of people from all over the world coming together to support one little horse in Tennessee.
Well, so. Gary, we wish you the best. We wish Migo the best. We hope to see you up here competing at the Kentucky Horse Park someday soon. We're going to have a party that day.
Yeah, we will. I wanted to call in and wish everybody from Horse Talk Radio and Stable Scoop a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
All right, thanks, Gary. You take care.
Merry Christmas.
You guys too. Merry Christmas.
Man, Glenn, those photos are graphic. Don't log on if you haven't had your breakfast yet.
I know. And can you imagine that horse lived? I mean, that's the amazing part. And Gary was there every day for that horse. It's just an amazing, you know, it says an amazing horse. It's an amazing story. The whole thing's just freaking amazing. You know, it is. And somebody anonymously paid the vet bill tens of thousands of dollars. I that kind of stuff doesn't happen, you don't think, but it does. It does. And we have another caller on the line here who I think is a good friend of Jennifer and I's. We just had dinner with her and her lovely husband the other night, Susanna.
How are you, Glenn? And nice to meet you, Jamie.
Hello.
It's so nice to hear from you. Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you guys and all of your listeners. That's really why I wanted to call. I was just joking around with Jennifer that, silly me, here we go through the games, and then I can't get a call and phone number right, and I called in your voicemail thinking that that was the main line, and so you have a random little voicemail, too.
We worked with Susanna, works with Alltech, and we worked with Susanna, Samantha, and I. By the way, let's everybody say, who I know she's listening, let's everybody say Merry Christmas, Samantha, over there in England.
Merry Christmas, Samantha.
So we missed working with Samantha over here, and I got an email from her yesterday. She's having a great time over there in England, enjoying being home. But I have a question for you, Susanna. You were working, your husband is a preacher, and you had a play with the kids that you were helping with, and did it go well?
It went very well. Of course, it was Kentucky's blizzard that night, so we didn't quite get the audience that we hoped for, but the kids were fantastic, and I had one of them actually show this. This was on a Sunday, and it was on a Sunday night. One of them showed up to church that morning, and his mom came over and said that he got her up at 4:30 in the morning and told her he needed to be there at 5:00. And she said, "Honey, 5:00 at night, not 5:00 in the morning."
Aww.
He was so excited. So excited about the play. And so it was great fun. Maybe next year we'll have to incorporate live animals, because this year it was a donkey made out of a cardboard box that Mary came down the aisle to. But it was great fun. So thanks for asking, Glenn.
Well, and of course, this is a big day. Your husband being a preacher and having his own church, that, you know, I'm sure that this is a day he looks forward to all year, too.
Oh yeah, Christmas is a very special holiday, of course, at church, and we're looking forward to actually heading back home to Pennsylvania for Christmas, and loading down the back of the Trailblazer with presents and luggage and the 65-pound black lab for all the traction on the snow and ice when we head up north.
Now that is a new one. I've heard of Labrador Retrievers being used for a lot of things, but as a traction-improving device, that's new.
Exactly. Not only are they man's best friend, but they'll help you get through a snowstorm too. So, but I just, of course, on behalf of Alltech, just wanted to thank all of your listeners for their support and getting us through that little 16-day horse show in autumn. And we had great fun with it. It was fabulous meeting all sorts of people from all over the world and from different areas of horse sport, whether they have the backyard horse that they love to pieces or they're a competitor, to see their passion come through and see all of them come from more than 60 nations to Kentucky was just absolutely amazing. It's something we'll never forget, and we're actually looking forward to putting together a legacy event in Kentucky, and I hope that we'll continue to establish Kentucky as the horse capital of the world and continue to see all of our friends who are listeners of Horse Radio Network coming out to see us again.
Well, Susanna, I got to tell you, there was that was 16, 18, it was really more like 18 long days out there at the Kentucky Horse Park. Mm-hmm. We had a blast. But one of the shining lights of my everyday was getting a hug from you. You can always count on a hug from Susanna at the media center. And there were days we didn't even say anything to each other. We'd walk by, give each other a quick hug, and go on. And that was all that he said that day. So,
and Glenn, I think towards the end, it wasn't so much a hug as it was, okay, I just need to lean on you for support for a second because I might fall over.
Merry Christmas, Susanna, to you and the family. Enjoy your trip to Pennsylvania and to everybody over there in Nicholasville.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Well, what a day. What a fun day.
Been way fun. Now, we obviously did not have enough time to get to Jennifer and my Christmas gifts list, so Glenn will post them all on the Facebook page or on horsesinthemorning.com. I'm going to give you that assignment since you clearly did not make your own gift list. Are you cool
well,
with that?
Well, I do have one. I'll be good with that. There is one, though, that I want to say before we head out, and then we'll leave for the day. We did a show called The Dream Horse Project on Stable Scoop a while back. It's a project put together by a good company called Thinline Global, and they make saddle pads and things like that. They make some excellent products, but they have a tie to the Native American community and the Lakota Indians, and it was called the Lakota Indian Horse Project. And what they did is that reservation that the Lakota Indians are on in the Dakotas has an 85% unemployment rate, and they thought, let's put these Indians back to work. Let's help them make some money at the Pine Ridge Reservation. And what they did is they hired them to hand create, because they all have these crafts that they have done throughout the generations that they've learned from their parents and grandparents. They had beadwork and all this fancy stuff that they do, and they had them start doing bridles and horse things and things that could be sold to horse people. And it worked so well, and they sold so much stuff that they announced yesterday that they were able to deliver 500 new books to the elementary school and 12 new computers. That doubled the amount of books they had on hand at the elementary schools. And to date, there were no computers for the children to use or see. And today, there's a computer in half the classrooms now. So they're hoping, now this is a cool place. The kids ride their ponies to school and tie them up outside.
Aww.
They ride bareback. They get on bareback and ride them to school. It's just, it was an excellent project. It's truly a project in the spirit of Christmas. And hats off to Thin Line Global and that they were able to do this to the Lakota Dream Horse Project. We'll put a link on Facebook and on our show notes for today's show where you can go still buy that beautiful handwork that these Native Americans do, and you'll find that there. And, you know, because we're running out of tissues on this program, I'm getting choked up talking about this. I think we should just end the day and wish everybody a very Merry Christmas. We'll be back with you live again on Monday. And, of course, we'll be here tomorrow with the recorded episode with our friend Tempe. You're going to love that. It was one of our favorites. I don't know. Is there anything else left to say, Jamie?
Well, good luck to everybody in Norco, California that had a flood, and people had to save 37 horses that were trapped in the flood, and the fire department got them out. So we're thinking of you, Norco, and this crazy weather you guys are having, and we really wish you guys the very merriest Christmas. And I'm just happy. December 23rd is my favorite day every year, and it continues to do so. I'm heading to the airport to pick up my dad and my two brothers, and then moments after that, my husband arrives 20 minutes after their plane arrives in the same terminal. So it's like it was meant to be, and I'm just incredibly happy, and I'm so thankful for everything I have and that we have. So Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, Jamie. Merry Christmas to all our listeners, our fans, our affiliates, our sponsors, everybody out there. And most importantly, Merry Christmas to my wife, Jennifer. And I love you, dear.
Aww. I'm out of tissues. Quit that.